Here's these predators. These are the things that are probably most commonly seen because they're the biggest ones, because these are at the top of the feeding food chain. I think we're pretty familiar with many of these, the dragonflies, damselflies, but there's some other things too. Starting with the water spriders. Water spriders are a kind of insect that I think we've all seen. Sometimes they're called water spiders, but that's not the issue. Water spriders, mating pair on the right, single one on the left. These are insects that are capable of skimming across the water. They can walk on water. Sometimes called Jesus bugs. It's a great walk on water. And they can do this with these. They've got these fuzzy little hairs that are hydrophobic on the tip, and they just aren't very heavy, so they're just flowing through the water. They catch things that land on the water, and then they will, they've got piercing mouthparts that they will then suck their blood out. So if a little fly lands on the pond, they can detect the little vibrations when somebody's landing on the pond, and then they'll go swim over to the beach. They are capable flyers, so they can fly all around, and you can get them, if you didn't have them last year, you can get them this year. But they like to have certain features. They're going to need a pretty good patch of still water. You know, if you've got a really tiny pond, if it's totally covered with vegetation, you might not have a need a little, you like a little bit of still water, a little eddy. Here's a little group of them in this picture. Here's some young ones that are developing here. Anyway, you find these in bigger ponds rather than smaller ponds. And then there's
Would they eat the aphids in the initial? Why not?
Would they eat the aphids? That's a good question. Because, all right, let me show you this one. This one. All the pictures I took. This is a different kind of water strider. They're a little smaller and chunkier, called broad-shouldered. Well, and my pictures of this were mostly on water lily leaves next to aphids. I'll bet they would eat them again. I bet they would. I don't know. That's a good question. Of course, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they'd eat them.
Yeah.
Suck them dry.
Oh, yeah. Why not? So these and probably both of them would be on this. These ones tend to be, this is a smaller group of water striders than you find just along the edges, and it's got a kind of dense vegetation. They don't go out in the middle of the pond. You wouldn't see them skating around the middle of the pond, just around the edge. They found around the edges among floating vegetation. The back swimmers are a group of insects that would be swimming in the water on their back. And they can row through with a hind pair of legs, have access to the board. And they are predators. They also will suck the sap, suck the blood off of some little insect or some other little invertebrate that they might find. They would tend to be more common in an established pond that's had a long time to develop some life in it. They wouldn't be in something that it's pretty sterile. And they like still water, and the koi would feed on these to get their water. Back swimmers would be able to fish in there. They eat mosquitoes, they eat back swimmers, they eat snails. If you have a fish, you have a whole different dynamic.
You might want to tell them if you handle those, they can nail you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, I'm not
going to
tell them.
Okay.
They get hurt. They get hurt. They'll get cut. They'll bite. Yeah. Here's one. They can bite. This is a group of insects that has piercing second mouthparts, the true bugs, we call them. And the ones that are predators, most of them, if they're big enough, will bite them. This group, or the assassin bugs, or the man, or the classic monster. Yeah. So, have somebody else pick it up like this. They periodically have to come to the surface, and they then take a bubble of air that kind of adheres, that's the right word, adheres to their body because it's hairy. and it acts kind of an aqua that allows them to stay in the water for 30 minutes or more. The oxygen moves in and out through this bubble over here, and then their breathing holes are inside the bubble. And see, so if you want to catch a black swimmer and you force it to go underwater and you want to wait to catch it, you're going to have to wait a long time. That's not what I'm saying, because they can stay underwater, even though they have to come to the surface every once in a while, but they can stay underwater.